Leviticus chapter 21. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, 'No one shall defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his close relative who is near to him, his mother or father, his son or daughter, his brother or his virgin sister, who is close to him because she has no husband. He may defile himself for her. He must not defile himself with one who is only related by marriage, and so profane himself. They must not shave bald spots on their heads. They must not shave off the edges of their beard or make any cuts on their body. They must be holy to their God and not profane the name of their God, because they are the ones who make offerings to the Lord by fire, the food of their God. So they must be holy. They must not marry a woman defiled by prostitution, nor are they to marry a woman divorced from her husband, for the priests are holy to their God. You must treat him as holy, because he offers up food to your God. He must be regarded as holy by you. For I, the Lord, who is holy, is the one who makes you holy. If a priest's daughter profanes herself by becoming a prostitute, she profanes her father. She must be burned with fire. The high priest who is above his brothers, on whose head the anointing oil has been poured, and who has been consecrated to wear the priestly garments, must not dishevel his hair or tear his clothes. He must not go to where there is a dead body. He must not defile himself even for his father or mother. He must not leave the sanctuary and so profane the sanctuary of his God, because the consecration of the anointing oil of his God is on him. I am the Lord. He must marry a woman who is a virgin. He must not marry a widow, a divorced woman, or a woman defiled by prostitution. These he may not marry. He may only marry a virgin from his own people. He must not profane his children among his people. For I am the Lord who sanctifies him." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron, saying, 'No one of your descendants throughout their generations who has a physical defect may approach to offer the food of his God. For no one who has a physical defect shall approach. No one who is blind, lame, disfigured, deformed, or has a broken foot or arm, or is hunchbacked, or a dwarf, or that has an eye defect, or festering or running sores, or crushed testicles. No descendant of Aaron, the priest, who has a defect shall come near to offer the offerings to the Lord by fire. Because he has a defect, he shall not come near to offer the food of his God. He may eat the food of his God, including both the most holy and the holy offerings, but he must not go in to the inner curtain, nor come near to the altar, because he has a physical defect. He must not profane my sanctuaries, for I am the Lord who sanctifies them." So Moses told Aaron, his sons, and all the Israelites these things.